I am pleased to begin the program today. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Jonathan Greenard is creating a task force to draw up recommendations for alternatives to the littoral combat ship. That program, of course, has been the subject of a lot of controversy from both a cost and an operational perspective since it began. Vice Admiral Lou Crenshaw, U.S. Navy, retired as principal of Crenshaw Consulting Associates. Lou, it's great to have you on the program. You have experience in command leadership positions, both operationally and financial management practices at the Navy. What's made the LCS program so challenging for the Navy to execute, Lou? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you're feeling better, Francis.
Thank you very much.
I think we never really quite articulated the exact requirement for the LCS, and when we got around to actually building it, we discovered that we had underpriced it. So we wound up with a ship that came in probably $130 million more than we thought it was going to be. And I think there was not an understanding of exactly what missions it was going to be accomplishing, and therefore we had this mismatch between expectation and reality.
What is your sense, though, of why that is? Because I was reading last week about the LCS Council, who was responsible for guiding this through. I mean, the people on that, their credentials are impeccable. Admiral Rick Hunt, the leader of that, and the other folks involved with it, you can't pick on their credentials, Lou.
No, and I think they were doing a fine job. I think it got overcome by events in terms of once we had faced this severe budget challenge. And looking at the number that we were going to buy, I think it was 52, they decided, why would we spend that much money on a ship that doesn't have essentially a robust armament package? Why don't we just clip it at 32 and then take a look at either a new design or some sort of modified design?
But you said the word that is the bugaboo of just about every weapon system design issue, and that is defining the requirements up front.
It is. And, you know, we thought we had designed the LCS to be a multi-mission ship with these mission modules to sort of be a plug-and-play commercial variant, but as time ran on, that became more and more difficult. And so now we have the Secretary of Defense saying he wants a more capable, smaller, lethal ship, but that's going to be expensive.
Why is such a small package expensive, Lou?
Well, because there's sort of a rule of shipbuilding. If you've looked at the curves, you can see that each type of ship costs just so much money to build. You take, for instance, a DDG, the Arleigh Burke classes, cost around $1 billion a piece, and they're about $167,000 a ton to build. And if you look at a French frigate, which is about the type of ship that the Secretary was, I think, talking about, that's $122,000 a copy. So we're going to go from a $350 million a copy LCS to probably around a $500 million smaller capable combatant. I don't see how they can do it.
Is there a difference between I'm going to pull back and try again. Was the problem with the LCS the cost escalators or the total price tag? Because if you're telling me that we're going to price it at $500 million a copy up front and it will cost $500 million a copy throughout the program, it seems to me the problem's not the $500 million or the benefit is not the $500 million, it's that the cost was predictable. If you told me it was going to cost $300 million a copy and now you're telling me it's five, that seems to be the major sticking point with the LCS, not what the actual price is. Am I on track there?
Well, I think we started out, we thought it was going to cost $220 million a copy, and then what we didn't say was, oh, yes, there's a mission module that goes with that, too, and those could be anywhere from $50 to $100 million as well. And so we sort of understated the price because we didn't include the mission module piece. Now they're coming in at $350. My point is, if the Secretary wants a larger, more capable armed ship, instead of the $350 a copy that we're paying for LCSs, we're probably going to wind up paying $500 million a copy for LCSs.
Lou Crenshaw is my guest, and he's principal at Crenshaw Consulting Associates, Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy, retired. Lou, Secretary Hagel said he's seeking a capable and lethal small surface combatant, generally consistent with the capabilities of a frigate. I've directed the Navy to consider a completely new design, existing ship designs, and a modified LCS. So he's not saying he wants to completely trash the concept of the littoral combat ship. He's at least making it sound like he's open to that possibility. But the fact that he's cut already from 52 to 32 makes me think there's not a whole lot of confidence for the ship in the building anymore.
I think that's true. But, you know, you've got to think the frigates that we have now have a small SeaWiz point defense system, a 76-millimeter gun, and that's it. So LCS also has, I think they have a little bit twin larger guns, sort of similar to a SeaWiz. But it's not like either one of those ships has a lot of armament in it. I think it's probably a frustration that we're building a Navy ship and it doesn't necessarily have as robust a self-protection capability as we had hoped.
So when you assume command of a ship, and which you've done, and you want to know that the ship that you're boarding is going to serve the sailors the way that it needs to and execute the mission the way that it needs to, how do you want the requirements thought out on the beginning end of it to make sure that what winds up leaving port is what's supposed to be leaving port, it's going to be able to do the job?
Well, I'd like to think that the ship designers have thought out what the operating environment's going to be, what the threat environment is going to be, what the survivability requirements are going to be. And frankly, level of technology that's going to be built into the ship and how many people it's designed to support and the people support systems built in it. And once I've done that, then I depend on my leaders to make sure that those are the conditions under which I operate the ship.
And where do you think the disconnect was between what you would have liked to have seen go into the LCS and what we actually saw that wound up with some of the requirements problems that we've discussed and others that we've read about?
Well, I think there was some disappointment in what the capability of the mission modules brought to the table. There was a surface mission module, anti-submarine module, and a mining module, and I think there was some disappointment at given the cost of what the capability was. Although, you know, the LCS was never intended to be a defender of carriers or anything. It was intended to fill the role of the brown water Navy, if you will, to go into those smaller countries where the water is more shallow and yet show the flag, provide a presence for the United States Navy.
And I want to be clear, Admiral, I'm not pounding on this because I'm trying to trash the LCS, but if we're about to undertake a new process and there were deficiencies the way we did it last time around, I hope that we can ask the questions this time around and get a better result than it appears we got, as I said, with Secretary Hagel appearing to not have the confidence in the ship that some of his predecessors did. The module plan, is that a potential source of where we can avoid going wrong this time if we try to design, you know, if we need three different ships, maybe we need to build three different ships?
Well, I think so. And even if you look at the Navy website in describing the current frigates they have, they say that their current frigates lack the multi-mission capability necessary for modern surface combatants. So even our current frigates looks like could stand some upgrading. And so I do believe that in the future we're going to have to build a more multi-mission type platform, which, of course, once you build that in, it becomes bigger and then it becomes more complex and becomes more expensive. So the problem is you only have so much money. The Navy has historically put in about $14.5 billion into their new shipbuilding construction. And even given what they have now with the LCSs, you know, that's full. So their challenge is going to be how to build a little bit bigger, more capable ship to the tune of a couple of $100 million more a copy, and be able to afford it in the current fiscal environment.
And Lou, my fear is that when I hear multifunction, I think about not just the LCS, but I think about the F-35, which originally the platforms were supposed to be similar across the branches, and they're not now, and that's part of the reason the GAO at least says that the cost overruns are happening in that program. And I wonder if that doesn't seem to be a continuing thread here when you try to go multifunction, and if you find out into that process that that's not going to work, then that's where your costs start to explode.
That's true. You know, the frigates, the guided missile frigates we have now, were really designed to be an anti-submarine warfare asset. And then they added a surface-to-air missile capability to some of them, which subsequently became too expensive to maintain. But they were a focused single-mission platform. And in some cases, you could think of the LCS as a focused single-mission platform in that it was designed to go into the shallow waters of the world and show the United States flag to some of the smaller navies, thinking that it would be more effective to show up with an LCS as opposed to an aircraft carrier or a cruiser sort of thing and overwhelm them.
Lou, you have great insight into this. I appreciate you coming on talking about it with me today. Thanks for
my
your time.
Pleasure.
Vice Admiral Lou Crenshaw, U.S. Navy retired, is principal of Crenshaw Consulting Associates, and you can read more about the LCS task force that Secretary Hagel is setting up, and you can hear my conversation with Admiral Crenshaw at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.